Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Thursday game of the week. Today it's the Eaton Reds and the Resurrection Christian Cougars here in Eaton. Number one team in the state, the defending state champion Reds. They will throw right-hander Tate Smith today, 3-0 with a 2.10 ERA. He'll be opposed by the Cougars freshman, the lefty Vaughn Green, 3-1 with a 3.57 ERA. Hello, everybody. Clark Johnson with you. Bruce Dick will be along shortly as we'll come to you from the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth here today at Eaton High School. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. The Reds are 8-1, 5-0 in league play, only loss to 4A Riverdale Ridge. So the Reds back in with their friends today in the Patriot League and the favorite, of course, in today's game. The Cougars, coached by first-year coach Mike Magaro, 4-3, 3-3 in league play. They're number 8 in the state, so you get number 8 and number 1 today for you on Preps Radio. We're coming back in a moment. We'll get to our J9 agency's first pitch. It is Resurrection Christian and Eaton next. Coming back in a moment on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for
good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to 1310 KFK Preps Radio Baseball. Resurrection Christian, the number 8 team in the state, against number 1 Eaton today. Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. And we're going to have some fun today. Right-hander Tate Smith, he's a junior for the Reds. It'll be Vaughn Green, the left-handed freshman for Resurrection Christian, as we get set for today's game. The Reds, 13 runs a game, one of the best scoring teams in the state. The defending state champions here will try to get their ninth win. They're 8-1, 5-0 in league play for the Cougars. And first-year coach Mike Magaro, 4-3, 3-3 in league play. But they're number 8. It shows you how tough the Patriot League is when a team that's 4-3 is number 8 in the state. Bruce, this is the best league in baseball.
Well, it certainly is the best league, Clark. And, boy, there's nothing better than coming out and, visiting Championship City here in Eaton, Colorado.
Boy, that's a fact.
They just keep pouring them out, and this is a fun baseball team to watch, and Resurrection with their young guys, they're in for a challenge, but I'm sure they'll be up for it today.
All right, for the Cougars, it'll look like this. 9 days since they lost to Brush 21-7 in that wind-aided fiasco out at in Loveland. They'll have Carter Evans. We had them on, had Carter on Clark and a coach today. That was fun. Carter Siebers will bat second, and Ryan Ward will hit third. But we're ready to go. First pitch, Tate Smith, the junior, kicks and deals, and the fastball ground ball right side. Benny Richter over in a couple of hops, fires to first in time, and we are underway in Eaton.
Well, first pitch, and Resurrection comes up swinging, you know, and looks like they're going to be aggressive with their approach today, and this should be just a fun one, Clark.
Absolutely should. Junior Tate Smith, 3-0, 2.10 ERA. 10 innings, he's given up 6 hits, 6 walks, 14 Ks. So what is that? 12 base runners in 10 innings, a 1.2 whip. Not so bad. Teams are having a hard time finding outfield against him. Opponents hitting just 167 against the Tater Tots so far this year. Tate deals, ground ball left side of the infield. Dirk Duncan on a big hop across to first in time. Two pitches, two down.
I was just kidding. You took the words right out of my mouth, Clark. Aggressive, looking for that first pitch to, you know, get some good contact on.
So two down, and Ryan Ward will come to the plate. Ryan was the only senior on the basketball team for the Cougars this year, but they've got some seniors on the baseball team, no doubt. Deegan Corrigan is out on deck, the sophomore first baseman. Pitch here from Tate, misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. Just the start of the ball game. Pull up a chair, spend part of your afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. All right, set to go again. The junior kicks and deals, and the 1-0 to the plate is a breaking ball in and over. Catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Reds are 6-2 all-time against the Cougars. They split last year, both teams winning on their home field. This one fouled off to the right. Track and field going strong over here today at Eaton High School, so good stuff there, no doubt. Caught up with Zach Grable earlier this week on Clark and the Coach talking about the jumper. That guy can jump through the moon. Here comes Tate back with the pitch. Fastball missed away, and it is two balls and two strikes.
Previous pitch, Ryan Ward was on that fastball but way behind. Good velocity by Tate.
Comes back, and that one bounced up there, 3-2. Ward's hitting .444. Three doubles and five ribbies on this season for the senior. Looking forward to seeing the freshman lefty, Vaughn Green, today on the mound for the Cougars. Here comes Tate back to the plate in the payoff pitch. Did he get the outside corner? No, he missed him. And it's ball four, first base runner for the Cougs.
Well, the Eaton infielders were starting to come into that dugout thinking that was strike three. Very close pitch, but maybe a little low and a little out.
All right, here comes Deegan Corrigan. This is the leading hitter on the Cougars. He's hitting .545, 12 hits and 22 trips. Also the team lead in ribbies, in doubles. He's got 11 RBIs. Pitch missed away by Tate. It's a ball and no strikes. Tate Smith committed on his way to Oklahoma State. He's going to join his buddy Ryan Uhr over there. Boy, what an advantage for Tate to have Ryan already 2 years in when he joins the team coming up his freshman year. Here's the pitch. Comes back to the plate, and it's a ground ball into the hole. Walker Martin can't get there. It's through into left field for a base hit. To second base goes Ward and stops there, and the Cougars have a two-out rally. Two on, two out here in the first.
Little C&I single right there, Clark, just out of the reach of Walker Martin at shortstop into left field.
How much fun, Bruce, to sit here and talk about guys that are going to go play D1 baseball.
We're talking Oklahoma State. We're talking Arkansas.
Wow.
We're talking Rockhurst at third base.
You
we're
bet.
Talking center field, Hastings
That's
College
right.
for
That's
Jaden
right.
Stone. So these guys are all on their way to the next level after the season.
Pitch bounced up there by Tate here. It's a ball and no strikes. Brady Flood, he's the center fielder here for Resurrection Christian. Flood on the year. Brady's hitting .385, 5 for 13. Looking for his first RBI, this would be a good time for him. Tate comes back and a pitch right down Main Street for a strike.
Tate really came back with nice delivery, nice fastball on the outside edge.
We told you the teams played twice last year. Here in Eaton, the Reds won 11-1. In Loveland, it was the Cougars with a 6-5 victory.
They came from behind in that game.
They sure did. At the belt comes Tate. Runners nowhere to go. That one bounced up. Now they'll move up as Gunnar Duncan tried to slap it to the ground. like a Darcy Kemper would do back behind the in front of the goal, and that one got away. So wild pitch moves the runners up 90 feet.
Nice opportunity here for the Cougars with runners on second and third. They need a big two-out hit.
One of those times in a game, Bruce, where this is a kind of an early defining moment. Do you get the two home or do you go into the dugout with a zero? There's a strike.
Well, and when you face a good pitcher, often the old adage is you better get them early.
You better.
Because once they settle down and get in a rhythm, it's hard to make better contact.
Tate's at the belt, comes back in the pitch, chopped, third base side, Duncan coming in, going to play it, and it's a fair ball. And the run is in, nowhere for Dirk to go. He really had no play on it, Bruce. High chopper. He just had to – maybe he lets that go and sees if it can bounce outside the
exactly.
line. Maybe that's the only thing.
Hindsight's 20/20 if that ball comes down and goes foul before it hits that third base bag. It's a foul ball. But
RBI single.
Hard not to, when it's 30 feet in the air, not to go catch it.
Absolutely. Tate comes back, ground ball to wide of push third. Pick it up by Walker Martin. Throw to first. Good stretch at first base by Mitch Haythorn over there to retire the side.
And that was a Division I shortstop play, Clark.
That sure was. Cougars get one. They'll take it on that infield single. A run, two hits in the first. We'll go to the bottom of the first in Eaton. It's the Cougars one. The defending state champion Reds are coming up right here. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon in Fort Collins is Northern Colorado's home for live music. FOCO's biggest music venue brings you live bands every Friday and Saturday night. The Sundance also offers country dance lessons, off-track horse and greyhound wagering, and features a mouth-watering menu that will have your taste buds dancing too. Northern Colorado's home for live music and good times is the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins, 970-484-1600.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
All right, we go to the bottom of the first inning. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Located in Kersey, Alliance Irrigation will help you with all your irrigation needs. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out there knocking it out of the park. Here we go, bottom of the first. The Reds will start off with this order, Bruce, when you just go down the line. Benny Richter, Jaden Stone, Walker Martin, Tanner True, Tate Smith, Dirk Duncan. Holy cow, it never ends.
It's kind of a repeat of last year.
Sure.
Fairly close. You know, interesting. Resurrection gets a run in the top of the first, and a C&I single. Was the only ball that went to the outfield. But guess who scored, Clark? The guy that walks.
That's right.
Walks kill.
Talk about that all the time. Walks and hit batters in high school baseball will kill you. Here we go. The freshman left-hander Vaughn Green kicks and deals. First pitch bounced up to the plate to Benny Richter, and it's a ball and no strikes. Green 3-1, 3.57 earned run average, 17 and two-thirds innings, 19 hits, 10 walks, so 29 base runners in those 17 and two-thirds innings, 19 Ks, and teams hitting .279 against the freshmen.
Little baptism by fire here today to face the Eaton Reds.
That's a fact.
Freshman.
It's only the number one team in the state, no big deal. Now time called by Ben Richter, he'll back out. Here's Benny, best nine-hole hitter in the state last year. He might be the best leadoff hitter in the state this year. This kid can flat-out play baseball. Here's Vaughn Green, the big left-handed curveball darts in there for a strike.
Looks like that might be his strength,
yep,
Mark.
That was a big bender.
Slow bender from the left side.
One ball, one strike here to Richter. Green comes back, and the freshman kicks and deals, and the pitch hit him. Or did it? No, inside. Thought it hit Ben for a second.
Well, I thought it did, too. It was so far inside that it actually went on the other side of him.
So, as they would say, just a bit inside. Two balls and a strike here to Ben. We'll set the Resurrection Christian Cougars defensively here in a second. Green comes back, working quickly, and that one's in and over for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Luke Ruby, Carter Evans, left side of the infield. Carter Sebers and Deacon Corrigan on the right side. It's Caden Bailey, Brady Flood, and Ryan Ward left to right on the outfield. Bennett Ruby, the freshman, back behind the dish. Breaking ball swung on and tipped. And just staying alive that time is Ben Richter.
Little BG's action there, Clark. Staying alive. He barely got that bat on the ball.
Score in from the biggie. We thank you, Eric Sampson. 1-0 Fort Collins after one, leading Pooter. We'll get through the send you the lineup of games that we've got going. Big lineup today. There wasn't much in high school baseball yesterday.
And Eric will keep us informed of a lot of scores today, especially, that's Coach Aragon's right-hand man.
That is for sure. He is the insider. If I had somebody like Big E at every single school, we'd never miss a beat. All right, set to go. 2-2 to Richter. That one down low and squirts away from Bennett Ruby, the freshman catcher back here. So it's full. Three balls and two strikes and already six pitches, I think, here to Benny Richter to open things up. Green set to go again. The southpaw kicks and deals, and the off-speed 3-2 pitch missed away.
Tried to come in with that backdoor curveball and just couldn't get it to catch the black part of the plate.
So Richter's down at first. Told you last time that Rez visited Eaton High School, they lost 11-1 here. Well, here comes Jaden Stone. This was fun today. Talked to Jaden on Clark and the coach. This kid can flat out get on the radio someday and have a job there. There's no doubt.
Well, that's for sure. Did we have two articulate young men?
Sure did.
Both playing shortstop today for their teams.
Here's the look in the pitch. That one missed away.
And the freshman's struggling with control right now, Clark.
So Von Green set to go. It's a ball and no strikes. Jaden Stone, one of the best center fielders that you'll find in the state. And hitting the ball as well right now. He is ripping the baseball. Here's a throw over to first, and Richter's back. Leading the club in hits, 10 hits, second in the club, but 19 runs scored. That's sixth in the state. He's hitting .526. That is Jaden Stone just ripping the baseball. Green's going to go visit first again. I think Benny Richter and Jaden Stone both 7 stolen bases, if my brain remembers that. That's correct. Leading the Reds. Richter away from the bag at first again. Green looks over there. Freshman's going to come to the plate to Stone. Missed it away.
And you can tell Benny Richter with the movement over on first base is having an effect on Vaughn right now.
That's speed on the bases. When we talk about that, we talk about SOAR, Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. They'll deliver the training your high school athlete needs to dominate regardless of sport. All brought to you by SOAR. Look them up on their Facebook page. Pitch in and over on the outside corner. So 2 balls and a strike to Stoney.
Great job of framing that pitch that time.
Outfield shades Stone a little bit to pull. Center fielder Brady Flood shaded over towards right field and Ryan Ward way towards the line. Big breaking ball missed up high, and that big breaking ball is the perfect pitch for Ben Richter to steal.
You know, Clark, I think maybe you could have made it to second.
Well, I don't
on that
know.
Pitch.
I don't know. You think you're giving me too much credit? Probably would have died halfway there.
I suppose it would have taken a perfect throw. But that curveball hung in the air for
you're not going to get Richter
eternity.
There. That's the perfect pitch to steal on. Big, slow breaking ball. 3-1 now to Stone. First base open. Richter playing with him at second base. Misses away, and the Reds simply have 2 on. 2 walks already. Oh, I talked to Coach McGarrow before the game, and this was the issue. Can he find the zone? Can the freshman, can he find the zone in this ball game today?
And thus far, he has not.
So 2 on, nobody out. Here comes the Arkansas commit. Walker Martin, just a junior. You think about Tate Smith and Walker Martin going to the big schools, they still have another year to play here at high school.
Right, and you know, the Reds have more seniors this year, but when you think of Tate and Walker, boy, they have another year left. What talent.
Pitch way outside, and Bennett Ruby had to go to his knees outside to stop that one from going to the backstop. 2 on for the Reds, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, 1 run in for the Cougars in the top of the first, an infield single. That scored a run, but the Reds look like they're ready to pounce here. Green looks in, studies his freshman catcher. He got a freshman pitching and a freshman catching. Fastball missed out, just missed it outside. So quickly 2-0 now, Bruce, with runners at first and second.
Yeah, and Bennett Ruby, the catcher for the Cougars, going to just jog out and have a little chat with Vaughn Green.
Well, it gives us a chance to thank one of our great sponsors, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff, number one store in the region of Fort Collins. Now they're giving you that same expertise and all that customer service love in Loveland. Doing it right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care.
Clark, you got your car back on the road, too.
My baby is back, 21-year-old Bug, and it's, I'm telling you, right, I feel like it's brand new today. I feel like it's rolling down the road, and that is thank you to Don, to Lance, to Patrick, to Ali, to Dave, to all the guys at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Pitch missed away right there, so 3-0. And, boy, this is a nightmare for the freshmen. You could load them up here against the Reds, against the defending state champions on their field in the first inning, nobody
out.
You don't
want to load them up for Tate Smith?
No, you got Tate, Tanner True coming up next.
Tanner's coming up, that's right.
But, yep, either one of these guys, yeah, I mean, yeah, or Dirk yeah. Duncan for that matter,
wanna,
I mean.
You don't want to pick and choose there.
And he missed him. Three straight walks. How long do you let the freshman languish out there? That may be the question. Not like Clayton Kershaw last night, who was perfect through seven, and Dave Roberts
don't
came and got him.
Don't get me started, Clark. We talked about this morning.
Heard Tanner Schwint and Jerry Schimmel on Rocky's Rundown today.
What Jerry had to say
every
about
Thursday,
that?
2 to 3 o'clock, you can grab that too.
Yeah.
And they never got to Buddy Black today because he was stuck with a coach's meeting. But they were Jerry and Tanner were talking about the Kershaw deal, and Jerry said what we said. He thought they probably had a conversation. You would hope, and said, you know what, we're going to take you out if you're okay with it. That pitch is in for a strike right there.
And, you know, Clayton Kershaw is the kind of guy that never wants to, you know, show up his manager
sure,
as well.
Sure.
So
that's a tough one, though. How many times do you get a chance at a perfecto?
Yeah, we may not know that true feeling until retirement.
Tanner True at the in the box here, and that pitch almost hit him. So it's a ball and a strike here. Bases loaded. Tanner True on the year so far. 455, he's hitting 10 for 22, second on the club with 14 RBIs. Ryder, did I say Tanner True? Doggone it. Well, it's close to the park. It's Ryder True, of course. Pitch there is down low. All these kids with the same last names. You go through 15 years here, and I can't remember one from the other sometimes. Two balls and a strike right here. Boy, what an athletic and terrific family, no doubt. Bases loaded, two balls, one strike. Ryder's at the plate right now, ready to drive a couple home. The freshman delivers, swing, and foul tipped into the glove of Bennett Ruby. And it's two balls, two strikes. Here comes a big pitch coming up.
Well, Ryder just a little over-anxious on that fastball coming in and just missed it.
All right, runners get their leads. Richter, Stone, and Walker Martin, and that's a called strike three on the inside corner.
Two down on strikes for the first out.
Big one there, one out.
That'll bring to the plate the pitcher number 34, Tate Smith.
All right, Tater Tot's going to come to the plate. Tate Smith can help himself here. So new rule in high school baseball this year, and you see it on the lineup cards, it'll say DH/1 or whatever position, means if they come out of that position defensively, they can still stay in the game and hit.
Yes, I love that rule.
First pitch is in and over for a strike. Boy, this is the guy you want right now. 17 RBIs. That's sixth in the state of Colorado right now. Tate trying to clear the bases. Here's the look of the pitch. Swing and a drive foul behind us. And it's no balls and two strikes now.
When a pitcher's struggling like this, Clark, and has walked three guys, it's so easy for the hitters to become a little over-anxious
sure.
when they see that ball in the zone.
0-2 here. Green comes back. Breaking ball missed it inside. Almost nicked Tate Smith there. It's a ball and two strikes now.
Try to get Tate with the same pitch that he struck out Ryder on, that inside curveball.
All right, Tate digs back in. Vaughn Green, the freshman lefty, set to go again, looking for his fourth win of the year. Vaughn comes back, and a pitch slap foul again against the screen, and it remains a ball and two strikes right here.
Always good to see those pinstripe Reds uniforms.
Yeah, it's classic.
Sharp.
I mean, see those uniforms and I start thinking championships. Here's the look and a pitch. That's inside, kicked away from Bennett Ruby, but he'll keep it close by.
Similar pitch that he got Ryder True on, just a little more to the inside.
It's the number three offense in the state right now, folks. The team in pinstripes, the Reds, averaging 13 runs a game. All right, freshman comes set. The lefty deals, 2-2. Down low, knocked away by Ruby again. And now you're full, 3-2, and nowhere to put him. Tate Smith hitting 462.
This is a great pitch for a pickoff, too, Clark.
Oh, yeah.
If they have a play they work on.
Right now they're not showing anybody a hold. He's going to come to the plate, 3-2, and the pitch is low, ball four. Fourth walk, and it means a run for the Reds. Well, you want to climb inside the head of a freshman right now, you get inside with Vaughn Green. Four walks in the inning.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is his team provides him a run in the top of the first, and it would be so good that he just comes out, lets his teammates do a little work and just throw strikes, but it just hasn't happened.
All right, with one out and the bases loaded, here comes Dirk Duncan in a 1-1 baseball game now. Just another Reds hitter that's so tough at the plate. This one bounced up there. It's 1-0 to Dirk. Simply call him the best two-out hitter in the state. There's only one out now, so we'll see what he does here. But Dirk's having a year, there's no doubt. 7 for 21, 11 ribbies so far. He'd like to get 12, maybe 13 right here. Green comes to the plate, and the pitch missed it away. So 2-0. Not only are there four walks and a run for the Reds, Vaughn Green's thrown a ton of pitches here in the first inning. See if the freshman can wiggle out of this one without anything else. Duncan waits, and a pitch on the way to Dirk. Is a ground ball back up over the mound. Digging is Carter Evans. He's got one play. That's to first, and it's an RBI ground out for Dirk Duncan.
For the second out, run scores.
And that has to let Vaughn Green know, hey, let's just throw some strikes, and my defenders are going to help me out.
So Jordan McCormick will come to the plate now, the left fielder here for the Reds. Second and third, 2-1, Reds with the lead. They've done it without a hit. What did Bruce and I talk about, walks and hit batters? Here is the perfect example. The Reds without a hit, but they have the lead. Breaking ball, nice pitch in for a strike.
You can tell Vaughn Green has the tools. Loves that slow curveball.
Freshman lefty set to go again. Gets his sign here from Bennett Ruby. Green comes back, and the pitch to the plate is in and over for strike two. So 0-2 to McCormick here. Thank you to J9 Agencies and Alt. They've been around 24 years, want to help you do things right. They are our first pitch sponsor. J9 Agencies, Mike and Janine Freeman and Terry Gertz, knocking it out of the park for you at J9 Agencies. Swing and a miss. That one got away. Ruby's going to have to make a play down to first, and the throw is not in time. It went up over the head of Deegan Corrigan. Not sure how they're going to rule that one. But the run is in for the Reds. And it is an error. So McCormick on an E2, we'll call it. That one looked like it was just out of the reach of the first baseman.
Yeah, really a pass ball and an error on the throw. And if Bennett, he's a freshman, he's going to learn. If he takes a look and sees that runner from third already committing to come home,
yep,
could have had him in a rundown.
All right, Mitch Haythorn stands in now for the Reds. Eight-hole hitter playing first base today, breaking ball outside corner for a strike.
Talk about an eight-hole hitter,
no kidding.
Mitch Haythorn. It's a pretty good eight-hole hitter, Clark.
Yeah, you just see the same lineup for the Reds. It's 1 through 9. Where are you going to find a vulnerability? You just can't. Green looking for one. He's down 3-1 here in the first inning. Vaughn at the belt, checks the runners who are at the corners for the Reds here with two outs. Swinging a little roller up along third. Out to pick it up is Ruby. He's had a tough time, and he throws it down the right field line. In comes one run for the Reds. Around third, here comes another run. In to score here is Jared McCormick, and the Reds own a, 5-1 advantage now.
5-1 advantage without a hit, Clark.
That's right. We've seen this before. Tough inning for the freshman catcher, Bennett Ruby, here.
Sometimes you just have to eat that baseball, too.
They're going to give him a hit here. Steve Longwell, the AD at Eden, is the official scorer. He says it's a hit, then it's a hit. Let's see if we've got a pitching change.
We're going with a hit on that, so they have scored five runs on one hit.
Absolutely. We'll step aside. Pitching change coming up. We're back in a moment. The Reds have opened it up with a 5-1 lead in the first inning. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Back here at Eaton High School, first inning, and the defending state champions have opened a 5-1 advantage against Resurrection Christian as the ninth hitter of the inning. And Gunnar Duncan's going to come to the plate. We've got a pitching change. Here's the ace of the staff. Luke Ruby's going to come in here and see what he can see if he can keep the Reds in the ballgame here, or the Cougars in the ballgame here.
This is an interesting move, Clark. Luke Ruby's the ace, and he's coming in down 5-1 early.
Yeah, I just said that.
And they turn around and play these guys again. Maybe he comes up back with Vaughn Green.
Luke throws just a couple innings here, and then he comes back. Who knows?
Maybe this is his workload between – it's not really between starts because they haven't had a game for 10 days, I believe.
Absolutely. All right, here is Ruby. Makes his fifth appearance, 0-1, 2.63 ERA, and that's in for a strike.
Well, Luke Ruby, a CSU Pueblo recruit, so – he's coming in, and not an easy task to come in down 5-1.
Ruby deals, fastball high and tight, so it's a ball and a strike here. Bending out of the way was Gunnar Duncan. Duncan on the year is hitting .500, 4-for-8 so far this year. Triple, a double, a run batted in. At the belt here is Vecchio. Looks back at second where the runner is, comes back to the plate and misses away, Luke does. And it's two balls and a strike here. So for Vaughn Green, the lefty, the freshman, gives up one hit. He walks four. And there was an error as well. So six base runners. Five of them have scored. Here's the pitch to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. Good fastball right there. All right, Ruby set to go again. Runner gets away from second base. That's Mitch Haythorn out there at second. Gunner waits at the belt here. Here's Luke Ruby, and the senior comes back, and a pitch grounded to second base. Carter Siebers on a couple of hops, straightens up, throws him out, and the Reds are done. So Ruby does exactly what he needed to do, and the Reds are done, but they bat nine hitters in the first inning. They score five times on one hit. We'll go to the second inning out here in Eaton. It's 5-1, Reds in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the second inning out here at Eaton High School. Reds got one in the first, coach, on two hits. The Reds got five runs on one hit. A different game when walks are moved into the system, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Walks just kill, and I know they would sure like a mulligan for that inning right now and go over and start over and throw a few more strikes.
Two innings in Fort Collins. There's no score in that game. I misled you. I thought Collins was up 1-0, but no score. Fort Collins and Pooter. Mark Wagner and the Lampkins playing some pretty good baseball. Remember, kind of snuck into the playoffs last year and ended up in the Final Four. So,
well, we thought there was one run. Maybe that was that instant replay
maybe it was. I've seen that too. Yeah. Have you ever been following a game and it says 1-0 like in hockey, and then you come back 15 minutes later and it's tied 0-0?
Yes.
You're like, what happened there? Oh, yeah, replay. All right, Tate Smith set to go into second inning here. Gave up a couple of base hits. Really nothing hard. Seeing eye single and infield single, too. That one inside here to Caden Bailey, the left fielder. 7-8-9, Bailey, Ruby, and Vecchio. Cougars 9 days off since that 21-7 loss to Brush, so shaking off the rust a little bit, too, maybe, for the guys in blue here. Fastball missed up. Two balls and a strike here.
So difficult to have quality practices with this wind after school. The way it's been these last 10 days as well.
2-1 pitch, and the fastball lines up on the outside corner, so 2-2. Dirk Duncan, Walker Martin, left side of the infield, Benny Richter and Mitch Haythorn on the right side. It's Jared McCormick, Jaden Stone, and Ryder True left to right of the outfield. This one fouled away right side.
Heads up, Tracksters.
Yep, look out for the high jumper there. Maybe that gets Zach Grable on the noggin or something over there. We'll see. All right, 2-2. 2-2. Tater comes back and swing and a miss. He blew the fastball
by
him.
That's a good pitch down and in on the fastball. Caden Bailey just didn't have a chance on that pitch.
One out for the Cougs here in the second, and Bennett Ruby, the freshman catcher, will come to the plate here. If they get into a brawl, I'm not taking Bennett Ruby. He looks like he's at a size disadvantage. Here's the pitch. That one's in for a strike.
How many times have we seen a brother combination with a battery?
Yeah, no doubt.
Now that Luke's on the mound. And
we had that the other day when Brush was in Loveland, yeah. Missed away with that one. Good pitch, but he just missed it off the outside of the corner. 1-1. Bennett Ruby on the season here, looking at the freshman 4-for-19 this year. So he's hitting at a 2.11 clip, a double and four RBIs. Nice sunshiny day in Eaton. Got the wind as a little bit of a factor. It's not a big deal so far. Here's the pitch. Fastball, and he blew it by him. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2.
It just looks like a mismatch at the plate. If you know, eyesight.
Yeah.
You got the big guy on the mound and the small guy at the plate. And the hitter's a freshman.
Fastball, outside corner. Ring him up. Back-to-back Ks for Tate Smith, the junior. And it'll be the nine-hole hitter, Easton Vecchio, the DH coming up here for the Cougars.
Easton, one of the four seniors on this Resurrection Cougar roster.
Smith set to go to the senior and deals, and the pitch hit him. He lined it up and whacked him. That's a hit by batter, hit by pitch. So runner down at first with two outs. Bummer there for the Reds and for Tate Smith as you want to get that nine-hole hitter. Now you've got to face the top of the order with a man on.
Now hitting number six, Carter Evans.
So Carter Evans, who can do it all on the baseball field.
Well, Carter grounded out his first time up, but came up aggressive, swinging at the first pitch, grounded out to second base.
All right, runner gets a lead over at first base here. Tate at the belt comes to the batter, and Carter Evans takes it down to the dirt. It's a ball and no strikes. Getting hungry, folks. A&W and Eaton right down the road from us right here. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner open 7 to 9. And by the way, now you can sit at home in front of your TV and get A&W and Eaton sent to you. Just call Uber Eats and they'll dial it up for you. Pitch there outside corner for a strike. And it's a ball and a strike. Two outs here. Top half of the second inning, 5-1. Reds in front.
If you're on the Eaton side, that's where you want that fastball. Boy, just painting the black.
Tate set to go again. Smith at the belt. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, the 1-1 down in the dirt. The throw by Duncan is going to be late. He got a great jump at first base. So Vecchio's at second. For Easton Vecchio, it's his fifth stolen base of the year. All right, so Cougars with a chance to get a run home with a base hit. Man in scoring position. Smith deals. That one got away. Duncan's going to have to go back to the backstop to pick it up. Meanwhile, over to third base here goes Vecchio.
Intelligent stealing second base with two outs. You know, if you do get thrown out, now you have your leadoff guy coming up to start the inning. But now with a pass ball, you have a runner on third. Excellent chance to score a run.
All right, Easton Vecchio gets his lead over at third base. Carter Evans waits, and the fastball missed him inside. So now you've got first and third and two outs. After getting the first two on strikes in the inning, Tate dealing a little bit of trouble to himself, a hit batter and a walk. Tate coming in 10 innings. He had only walked six. So walks weren't a huge issue. That's still, it's a little bit of a lofty number. But we'll see here. That is he's got two walks and a hit batter so far in an inning and two-thirds. Looks like he's got really good velocity. Just trying to dial it in on the location a little bit. All right, Carter Sievers, he can hit two. And this one got away again. He bounced it up there, and the runner from third on a wild pitch will score.
And there's the value of that stolen base, Clark. Gets into scoring position. Two pass balls now creates the run.
And the Cougars do what the Reds did in the first, score with really out-hitting the ball. Hit batter, a walk, a couple of wild pitches, a stolen base in there that Coach was talking about, and you're looking at a run on no hits here in the second inning. So 5-2 baseball game. Smith comes back, waved at and missed by Sievers.
Sievers' first time up, grounded out the third baseman, Dirk Duncan.
7-for-19 on the year for Sievers at 364. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missed away. So two balls and one strike here to the Rez Christian second baseman. Smith at the belt, doesn't even look at the runner at second, deals home way outside. So three balls and a strike. First base open here with two outs. But for Tate now, he's just got to kind of dial it in. He's all over the place right now. Three balls and a strike. Evans gets the lead. The pitch is low. Ball four.
And Sievers draws another base on balls this inning. Second base on balls given up by Tate.
Three walks, a hit batter for Tate so far. The Reds at the plate against the Rez Christian offense. What did they have? Four walks in that first inning. So here we go again. We talk about it all the time. Walks and hit batters going to kill you in high school baseball. And both teams right now having trouble finding the zone.
Oh, this makes it difficult on Clark as your infield.
Oh, yeah.
You're out there, you're active, but there's just no action.
All right, Smith set to go. Ryan Ward steps in. The fastball is in and over for a strike. Stealing third without a throw is Carter Evans.
That's all on Tate Smith. Had no look back to the runner at second base.
Previous time I said he wasn't even paying attention to him. So Evans over at third, and we've seen the wild pitch pass ball combination get a run home here already. 0-1 from Tate, swinging a ground ball to third. Duncan's going to have to play it on a hop. Picks it up. Dirk, a long throw in time. Got it.
That's a nice play. Got that high hop. Had to go up and get it, and then the strong throw. Great reach by Mitch Haythorn at first base as well.
For the Cougars in the second, it's a run, no hits. They leave a couple. We'll head to the bottom of the second here in Eaton. 5-2. Reds in front by a three spot. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Life is too short to wear boring clothes, so if your wardrobe needs a refresh, stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Arriving daily are new spring and summer outfits, the matching jewelry, hats, and even zipper ties for the guy in your life. Perk up your spirits with a new hairstyle in our salon. Don't forget, we have Kentucky Derby hats for men and women, plus colorful fascinators, too. We have a passion for fashion, so look for that red awning at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4, downtown Greeley, and see what's new.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go. Bottom of the second inning here at Eaton High School, the Preps Radio game of the week. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. It has been messy on the hill so far. 5-2 Reds going to the bottom of the second. We'll see if Luke Ruby, in relief of the freshman Vaughn Green, can dial things down a little bit for the Reds pitching staff. Reds will have the top of the order again. Benny Richter leads things off, batted nine hitters in the first inning, and Ruby's breaking ball missed high and away. It's a ball and no strikes. Richter, Stone, and Martin here for the Reds in the second inning. Ruby comes back, and the seniors pitch waved at and missed. It's a 1-1 count.
Good fastball, great swing by Richter. Just missed it.
So with the change last inning with the pitcher, with Ruby moving to the mound, Easton Vecchio took over at third for the Cougs. Fastball missed away. Two balls and a strike here to Ben Richter. All he does is get on base and score runs. Plays a little second base as well. Here is Luke Ruby to the plate. And the 2-1 missed downstairs. 3-1 here. Ruby set to go again. 3-1 to Richter, right down Main Street for a strike. 3-2. Reds have won two in a row since the 8-6 loss to Riverdale Ridge. Only loss in the scorecard, and it was a 4A team. Pitch here, breaking ball, missed away, ball four.
Well, there's Benny Richter again. Good plate discipline, and would not go for that 3-2 fastball.
Well, here comes Jaden Stone. Jaden Stone scored his 20th run of the season in the first inning. That moves him into the number five spot in the state in runs scored. What a top of the lineup. The big thing for Jaden Stone was last year when Todd Hernandez moved him out of the leadoff role into that two hole. He just exploded. Pitch there is upstairs. It's a ball and no strikes.
That lineup just took off with that switch.
Sure did.
Just from the 1-2 hitters exchanging places.
And then Richter going from the 9-hole to the leadoff spot this year, and you leave Jaden in his spot in the 2-hole. It's worked out perfectly. Ruby's throw over to first, and Richter back in. .31 extra base hits for the Reds. Here's the lottery question today. And we asked this to Jaden Stone when he was on Clark and the coach today. What Red is going to hit the first round tripper this year? We both jumped on Tate Smith. This throw over to first and the runner back. The way Tate's hitting the ball, there's so many Reds that can go deep. This is silly. They have 31 extra base hits and not one home run yet. Somebody's going deep. I think it might be today.
Jaden would probably like to change that right now.
Sure would. Pitch down low here.
As modest as the kid is, he would not say himself today on who would hit the first home run.
Nope. He wouldn't say himself. You're right. And he jumped where I thought. We both took the guy with the big stack of RBIs, Tate Smith. One ball, one strike. Stoney steps back in. Richter's away from the bag at first, and the pitch is down low. So even Luke Ruby, even the ace right now, having trouble finding the zone.
Yeah, I understand the freshman, the nerves, coming in to face the Eaton Reds, having a little control problems. Luke has to be that guy on this staff to settle him down and throw some strikes.
All right, the Hastings College commit jumps back into the plate now. Stoney set to go. Two balls and one strike. Ruby comes back, and that's right down Main Street, 2-2.
I think Stoney was taken all the way on that, making him throw a strike. Little old-school baseball there.
Absolutely. Richter with eight steals gets a lead over at first base here. 2-2. Let's see if he goes 2-2. Ruby at the belt. See if Todd sends him. Does not go, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside. So 3-2. That one just got away from Luke Ruby a little bit. I think he thought he had him.
It was close.
Yep.
That was a good pitch.
I think the call was right, though. I think at the last second it just blew inside.
Richter's got to be going on this full count, even with no outs.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bruce. Benny does go, and the pitch fouled away left side. So the Reds a little hit and run there. Makes sense, as Bruce said, 3-2. Only real trouble there is if he had a shot or something, and they can double you up. But, boy, I'd take that advantage of being on the run any day of the week.
Yeah, anything in the gap scores a run with the runner on the move at first base.
Richter again the lead at first, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Ruby. Swing and a drive, left field. Coming in for it is Caden Bailey over towards the line. Leaps up, looks up, and makes the catch. The sophomore does. And the runner has to go back to first base, so one away.
That'll bring to the plate.
Stone that time trying to go oppo, tried to go to left field with it.
Just got under it, and nice high fly ball to the left fielder.
One out, one on for the Reds. Here in the second inning, a 5-2 advantage. And Walker Martin jumps up to the plate here for the Pinstripes. Richter again at first base, looking like he wants to go. Here's the pitch to the plate. Fastball missed away. And it's a ball and no strikes here to Walker Martin.
You know Benny wants to go over there on first base. He's just itching to steal a base. You can just tell.
Martin, 10 for 22 this year, 455 for the Arkansas commit. Five doubles to lead the club. Pitch to the plate and a fastball, but good velocity by Ruby, but he misses up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning here in Eaton, 5-2, the defending state champs in front.
Another great pitch to run on. See if Richter's on the move.
Benny gets the lead over at first. Two balls, no strikes. Ruby comes back, swing and a miss at a fastball. So 2-1 here to Walker Martin. All that Walker Martin has done here at Eaton, and you just marvel, he's still got another year to go. Starter is the quarterback in football, one of the studs on Dean Grable's basketball team, and then... Oh, yeah, he's going to play SEC baseball. Pitch down low, runner goes, throw to second. It's on the money. Do they get him? They do.
Boy, Bennett Ruby, what a nice throw by the freshman catcher to cut down Benny Richter. That doesn't happen very often, Clark.
Great runner and a great throw by the freshman, Bruce. You said it exactly right. That was on the dime. All that Carter Evans had to do was lay his glove down at second base. 2-2 now to Walker Martin, and nobody on for the Reds here with two outs. And the pitch is a line drive, two-hopper. Knocked down at third by Vecchio. Across to first, and that's a terrific play by Easton Vecchio.
Boy, Easton just stayed with that hard shot and made a terrific throw to first base.
That is a hang a star on that one, folks. That's a defensive gem. That's brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. We're coming back with the third inning here in Eaton. 5-2, Reds in front. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here at Eaton High School, 5-2. The defending state champion Eaton Reds lead the number 8 team in the state, the Resurrection Christian Cougars, by a 3. And Tate Smith starts off with Deegan Corrigan at the plate and a breaking ball swing and a miss. It's 0-1.
Another young player here for the Cougars, Deegan Corrigan, a sophomore.
Smith ready to go, comes back, and the junior's pitch waved at and missed. He took something off of it that time. No balls and two strikes. Corrigan leads the club in 5 different offensive categories. Leading hitter, average, 12 hits, 11 RBIs, 4 doubles, and one of the 2 home runs on the club. This one fouled away again out near the track and field, folks. And so quickly, no balls and 2 strikes here. Corrigan, Brady Flood, Luke Ruby, 4-5-6 here for the Cougars in the third.
Corrigan also does some pitching for the Cougars.
Tate misses that one low and away right there. That's a good pitch. Tried to get him to chase outside. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Cougars trying to get their 3rd win in 9 tries against the Reds. This one waved at and missed and foul tipped at the plate. And Gunnar Duncan, well, did he get him or not? No, he foul tipped it.
Foul tipped it.
Just couldn't hang on to it. Corrigan will walk down now and talk to Coach Mike Magaro. Love Magaro. Talked to him before the ball game today. He's just such a baseball guy. Coming by way of Triple Crown Sports, he can flat out coach. I think how good players coach too. Talked a little bit with Carter Evans down in the dugout as well, and said, "Yeah, they love this guy."
And Corrigan, on his way down to talk to his coach, what do you talk about with one? A count of 1-2.
Well, stay alive.
Hang in there.
Start singing the Bee Gees to him, like you said.
Fight it off.
1-2 pitch, hit to second base. Couple of hops. Benny Richter will fire to first, and there's one away here in the third inning.
Corbin grounds out to Richter for the first out.
So one gone, and Brady Flood will come to the plate. Flood has 1 of the 2 hits. Corrigan, the other one. Singles in the first inning. It's a Cougar offense that's scoring 8 runs a game. We talked about the Reds' 31 extra base hits. The Cougars have half of that. They have 16. Smith deals, and the pitch from the juniors bounced up there. Ricochet behind the catcher here. And it's 1 ball and no strikes here to Brady Flood. Smith set to go again. Right-hander kicks and deals, and the pitch almost hit him. Backs him off inside, and it's all the way. The second pitch in a row that finds the backstop. 2 balls, no strikes.
Luke Ruby's the on-deck hitter, fetching the pass balls. He's going to get a little exercise before he comes to the plate.
Pitcher on the way to Brady Flood finds the outside corner for a strike. So 2 balls and a strike. Flood is first time up. The base hit, it was his 6th hit of the year. That one misses, and now he's got the pitcher in a hole. 3-1 here to the right-hand hitting center fielder.
Boy, if that miss, that's a good place to miss, Clark.
It is. 3 balls and a strike. Tate comes back. The pitch. Swinging a chopper. Dirk Duncan has a look, but Mike Magaro's going to fool with it in the coach's box down there. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. All right, Tate set to go. Comes back, and the breaking ball, just getting a piece of it that time, was Brady Flood off the top of the bat. And it's fouled off towards the Cougar dugout. So still 3-2.
Umpire checking the ball out before he gets it back out to the pitcher.
Bruce, I'm glad that we can say the wind really isn't a factor here so far.
It is not.
Full count pitch inside, missed him, ball 4. So for Tate Smith, it is his 4th walk, and there's a hit batter, a couple of singles. So he's had traffic in each inning, and here it is again. Luke Ruby's going to come to the plate here.
Yeah, this is one thing the pitching coaches for both teams, they'll be working on this for the remainder of the season once you start the playoffs. You just can't give up this many base runners. Both teams are giving up too many base runners via the base on balls today.
Smith a throw over to first base, and it drives Brady Flood back to the back. Now a throw, and they got him leaning that time, but he still makes it back. So Tate Smith working on the runner here. Luke Ruby's hitting .286 coming in, struck out. I take that back. Grounded out his first time. Pitch here as if to take a check swing, and he lets it go, but it's a strike.
Good pitch on the inside portion of the plate.
No balls, one strike here to Luke Ruby. One out, top of the third inning. Reds 5, Cougars 2. Now a throw over to first again and diving back in. At first base over there is Brady Flood. Flood with 5 stolen bases this year. Here's the pitch bounced up there, and a nice job behind the dish that time by Gunnar Duncan, keeping that one from rolling to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Cougars trying to climb back in, down by a 3 spot here in the third. A lot of time between pitches here for the junior. Smith set to go again. Now he goes to first, and they got him picked off. Here comes the rundown throw to short. Martin's going to go back to first. Tag coming here soon. Tate Smith gets it back to Richter. Where are they going to go with it? Now it goes back to one. And they make the put out at first base.
Great execution of the rundown, Clark. Tate Smith gets over there to the first base, and they're hands high. They just run the runners back, and excellent execution by the Reds.
It will go as a caught stealing. If the runner goes towards second base, that's a caught stealing. If he goes back to the bag, that's a pickoff for the pitcher. Ball and a strike here. Now 2 outs and nobody on. Different story. And a pitch cued off the end of the bat, foul. And now you're one strike away from going to the dugout. Running errors will get an inning to a quick end.
Especially when you're down 3 runs, Clark.
No doubt. 1-2 here. Did he get the outside corner? He wanted it. Didn't get it, though.
I think he was very close on that pitch.
That's an understatement. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tate set to go again. Luke Ruby waits. Smith deals 2-2 pitch. Did he get him that time? He rung him up.
Same spot, gets the call this time.
For the Cougs in the third inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. The walk and the caught stealing. We head to the bottom of the third inning here in Eaton. Reds 5, Cougars 2. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. It sounded like Seinfeld was starting there for a second, that bumper music coming back in. 4-5-6 for the Reds. They own a 5-2 advantage here against the Cougars. The defending state champions, number one team in the state, looking for their 9th win of the year against 1 defeat. The Cougars are ranked number 8. They're looking for their 5th win against 3 losses on the season here. Ryder True, Tate Smith, and Dirk Duncan here for the Reds.
Yeah, Ryder caught looking on a pitch that was, you know, on the inside portion of the plate or just off the plate his first time up.
All right, Ryder going to step in here. Boy, the Reds have been so good defensively this year. If you can get down less than two errors a game, I think any coach in high school baseball is going to love that. Pitch here misses down low, and it's a ball and no strikes. The Reds have 11 errors in nine games so far, so just over an error a game is terrific. 1-0 from Luke Ruby. Ground ball wide of third and on through into left field for a base hit. Ryder around the bag at first will hold with a single, but it's a leadoff runner for the Reds here in the third.
Really good swing by Ryder on that pitch and just drives it down the left field line.
That'll bring to the plate.
So True's at first, and Tate Smith is going to come to the plate here. This is the guy for the Reds that's really swinging the hot bat. Leads the club with 17 runs driven in. The 12 hits also lead the club. Two doubles, two triples. Here it is. I'm going to predict right now. Get ready. This ball's going out of the ballpark. If I get that right, if he hits it out, I'm heading to Vegas right now. 5-2. Reds in front by three. True gets a lead over there at first base. Ruby comes to the plate, and the pitch missed away. Knocked away by Bennett Ruby, but the freshman will go wrangle the baseball, and no harm done there.
And that may be a pitch if Bennett catches it, may get the strike call.
Yeah, that's a good point. Takes away the frame, sure it sure does when the ball caroms away. Two balls, no strikes. Ruby comes back off speed. He got the outside corner, just nipped it, and it's two balls and a strike.
Nice 2-0 curveball by Luke Ruby to get back into this count.
2-1, True gets a lead at first. Ruby at the belt, and the 2-1 pitch on the way, and Tate slaps it foul against the screen in front of us, and it is two balls and two strikes. Ryder True has a couple of thefts, a couple of stolen bases this year.
Well, this 2-2 count, we're going to see a curveball here, Clark.
Comes to the plate, and he did go downstairs, and it's three balls and two strikes now. Oh, I'm sorry, 2-2 here. Two balls, two strikes. Last of the third inning, 5-2 Reds in front by a three spot. True gets his lead. The pitch is ripped to center field. Coming in a hurry is Brady Flood, now right there to make the catch. Boy, Tate just whacked that one, but right at the center fielder. So one gone. That ball goes anywhere else. Gapper, whatever, it's going to the fence. One out, one on. Dirk Duncan's going to come to the plate here. Headed to Rockhurst College. Be fun to follow. It's so much fun to follow these guys as they go to the next level, too. Throw over to first. Deegan Corrigan digs that one out of the dirt.
And, Clark, we're going to have so many Northern Colorado kids to follow at the next level.
No kidding. It's going to be
here in the next few years.
It's crazy. We're going to have five or six of them playing at UMary next year or in the next 2 years. Holy cow. Pitch to the plate. Duncan swings and might have got a piece of that at the plate. So no balls and a strike. One out for the Reds, bottom of the third inning. Ryder True's over at first, and the Reds have a three-run advantage. At the belt here, Ruby comes back to the plate, and he missed it away. So one ball and one strike.
Clark, next week we're going to talk about all the Colorado kids in the major leagues right now.
That's going to be fun. No question about it.
I think that's going to surprise a lot of people, just how many and where they played their high school ball.
Pitch on the way there, and that's in for a strike. Did I hear you say that Ty Block was a Colorado kid? Or
yeah,
not?
Ty Block. Yep.
Impressive last night, yep. One ball, two strikes, one out here.
And is it Linfeld or Lindquist, the other pitcher for the Rockies from Legacy
High
School?
I'm not sure. Is that right from Legacy?
Yeah,
Lightning, number three team in 5A right now.
And then going to the mound tonight, TJ's Kyle Freeland.
That's right. Rockies trying to win again, but the Cubbies come rolling in, so we'll see what that looks like. It'll be a lot of Cub jerseys.
Well, there'll be a split crowd, won't there?
There sure will be. That Chicago team travels. Oh, every Chicago team travels. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, no. He wanted that one in a bad way.
Well, the Cubs so many fans in Colorado. It's kind of like a lot of Husker fans. They love their teams, but they want to live in Colorado.
That's right. So. Well, of course, the greatest place to live in the world. Play a pitch to the plate. Ground ball back up the middle. That's a base hit. Dirk Duncan finds the outfield again with a single. And the Reds have two on with one out here in the third inning.
Boy, Dirk Duncan staying with that pitch down toward the knees and just great contact and takes it right up the middle for a solid base hit.
Well, Luke Ruby's beside himself right now because he had strike three. I mean, that pitch was on the outside corner. Dirk was lucky to get away with that, and then what does he do? He turns around and slaps one up the middle on him.
Takes advantage of it.
So two on for the Reds here, and Jared McCormick, the left-hand hitting left fielder, comes to the plate for the Reds. Ruby deals, ground ball, second base. Sievers is going to go to Evans for one, back to first. Does Corrigan leap out and get it? He does. Oh, doctor.
Great stretch by Corrigan over at first base. And Deegan just stayed with that throw.
Another defensive gem. That's always brought to you by Steamway, floor to ceiling on 8th Avenue in downtown Greeley. We're coming back in a moment. We have a 5-2 Reds advantage. Hey, hold on. Hold the phone here. Yeah, we may. They're coming out, Todd Hernandez. Did they call him safe at first base? I guess so, because he's still standing there. I thought they went double play on it. So they're all, I see all the base runners for the Reds still out on the field. So let's hold on and see what happens.
And after,
it is a double play,
yeah,
right?
All right. Just a conversation between the two umpires, making sure they got it right. No replay in high school baseball.
All right, we're back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Fourth inning here in Eaton, and first pitch on the way here to Caden Bailey. The left fielder is up and away for a ball. Next one misses away. So quickly, two balls and no strikes, 5-2. Reds lead here in the fourth inning. Fort Collins Lampkin's taking a bit of a pounding now. Pooter up 7-2 after three innings in Fort Collins. Two balls, one strike here. Caden Bailey, Bennett Ruby, Easton Vecchio, 7-8-9 for the Cougars. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Two balls, two strikes with Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Back with it is Tate Smith and misses upstairs. So 3-2 now. Reds have the advantage, so what you want to do at this point is just not put anybody on base.
Exactly.
Here's the 3-2. That one missed away, ball four. What did I just say? Here comes Bennett Ruby now. It's the fifth walk. We've gone three innings and a batter. Fifth walk for Tate Smith, plus a hit batter. Six free passes. Five runs on three hits for the Reds. Two runs, two hits for the Cougars. That's your C&H Solution scoring summary. That's in for a strike right there. So no balls and one strike. Bennett Ruby struck out his first time. Smith at the belt, looks at the runner at first. He'll take a visit over there, and Caden Bailey is back in safely.
You know, Resurrection can still play a little small ball here. being down just three runs. Plenty of innings, but they'd sure like to manufacture a run here.
All right, this vaunted Reds defense set to turn two. There goes the runner. Pitch over for a strike. The throw to second base on a hop, and Richter tried to stop it. It caroms into center field, and over to third base goes Caden Bailey, and the Cougars are in business here in the third.
I like the aggressiveness of Resurrection. Down to your, you know, the league favorites, the state favorites, and be aggressive. Get moving on the base paths, and it's paid off for them thus far.
It puts a runner at third here. Nobody out in the inning. Yeah, even if they get a run here, you can climb back in at 5-3. Smith to Ruby, swing and a miss by the freshman. So one away, second time that Bennett Ruby's struck out.
Yeah, that was just overmatched fastball for the freshman right there.
Easton Vecchio, the designated hitter, will come to the plate here. Vecchio hit by a pitch his first time up, eventually came around and scored in the second inning. Caden Bailey at third. Boy, would Tate Smith love a strikeout right here. One out, and the Cougars just trying to get a run home from third. Tate's at the belt, delivers, comes upstairs with a pitch, and it's a ball and no strikes. Rockies baseball follows us tonight. Rockies and the Cubs, 6:40. Jerry Schimmel, Jack Corrigan going to get going in that one.
Boy, how fun has it been to have KFKA's Jerry Schimmel join that broadcast team.
What?
Back where he belongs.
It is a fact. What a call last night, too, in the Grichuk steal of the home run last night. What a terrific call by Jerry.
Boy, that was a great play, Clark. I was watching. That's one that got you out of your chair at home.
That's right. One ball, one strike. Smith at the belt. Tate comes back, and the 1-1 pitch, good. He took something off of it, and way out in front of it was Vecchio. It's a ball and two strikes here. Leadoff man Carter Evans out on deck here for the Cougars. Bailey gets away from third. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss at a breaking pitch. So two gone, and boy, Tate Smith after the walk. Runners on third base. He cans Ruby and Vecchio on strikes. And here comes Carter Evans.
Carter grounded out to second base his first time up and drew a base on balls in his next appearance.
All right, Carter digs in right now. Set to go here. Smith deals and the pitch sails in and over for a strike. So no balls and one strike. Duncan's off the bag at third. Doesn't care about the runner over there. They'll let him go. Two outs right now. Everybody else regular depth here in the infield. 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball up in the zone, a ball and a strike here to Carter Evans.
It's nice coming out to a high school baseball game, Clark. You don't see a shift. It's just so refreshing to see players in their actual positions.
Here's the pitch to the plate. Waved at it, missed right there. Yeah, we could go around the yard on the shift. I find it funny that people are saying they should outlaw the shift. I mean, the baseball field is only so wide. I think you should be able to put players wherever you want. Lay the bunt down the third base line if there's nobody over there. You're a pro. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. We'll talk more about that later on as the Cougars are gone. Three straight strikeouts by Tate Smith after the walk. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning in Eaton. It's 5-2, the defending state champs lead. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Real food, real farmers, real fun. The Greeley Farmers Market is in its winter season now through the end of April. Join us on the first and third Saturdays of the month from 9 a.m. to noon at Zoe's Cafe and Event, 715 10th Street. The market features a wide variety of locally grown and produced food. Local artisans and crafters also offer unique gifts and other sundries. In addition, the Weld County Master Gardeners from CSU Extension are in attendance every week to provide houseplant, yard, and landscaping advice. Market day is Saturday. See you at the Greeley Farmers Market.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave,
Isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All righty, fourth inning stretch here. Our fourth inning stretch sponsor is Mike Loeffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Loeffler Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Give Mike Loeffler with Goosehead Insurance a call today, 970-449-0286. All right, last of the fourth for the Reds here with a 5-2 advantage. Ruby deals, and Mitch Haythorn swings through it. It's no balls and a strike. We'll do Haythorn, Duncan, and then back to the top of the order, and Benny Richter. Ruby comes back, waved at it again by Haythorn, and missed. Mitch in a hole, 0-2.
Both pitchers have settled down a little, Clark, as this game progresses.
Yeah, certainly have, no doubt about it. Here's the pitch to the plate, ground ball to third base. Vecchio backs up, picks it up, and Easton throws to first in time for the out.
Boy, since entering the game, Vecchio at third base has made some terrific plays.
Sure has.
One out in the inning.
What a strong arm he has over there at third base.
Gunner Duncan.
One out in the fourth, Gunner Duncan. Freshman catcher will come to the plate here. I take that back. Thinking of last year. Gunner, a sophomore now. Pitch here. It's popped up. Shallow right field. Coming in a hurry is Ryan Ward. Sieber's going out. It's Ward, though. And the right fielder will put it away. So two gone in the fourth inning. Reds going quickly here in the fourth. And Ben Richter will like to likely put an end to that. We'll see. He's been on twice. Benny Richter, the flip-flop. You could almost call him a leadoff hitter last year. That's the way Todd kind of does things. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. From the nine-hole to just move that hitter over, man. Best nine-hole hitter in the state, and here he is, one of the best leadoff hitters in the state. 0-1 to the plate. Fouled right side. Boy, doing some damage in the Cougars' dugout there. That made a few of the guys in blue do a little dance over there.
And, Clark, of all the games we were on the air with the Eaton Reds last year, how many times did Benny lead off an inning?
Oh, yeah.
Being in that nine spot.
Absolutely. 0-2 pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Ben was backing out on it and took a wild stab at it, and he strikes out there. Reds go in order against Luke Ruby in the fourth. We go to the fifth and Eaton. The Reds 5, the Cougars 2. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's head to the fifth inning out here. 5-2, the defending state champion Eaton Reds with the lead over the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Other Patriot League games today. University, the number three team, Casey Miller's club. 8-2. Remember, their two losses this year have been against Severance, a 4A team, and Loveland, a 5A team. So we're talking about the Reds beating every 3A team they played this year. So has UH. Here's Tate Smith in the fifth inning against the Cougars. Pitch waved at and missed, as it will be Carter Siebers, Ryan Ward, and then Deegan Corrigan.
as we talked about between innings, Clark, both pitchers are settling down.
Sure.
Tate's coming off a terrific inning.
Breaking ball. Boy, where's that? How's that not a strike?
Wow.
It's below the letters and right over the plate.
Allie!
No balls and a strike here.
That was such
It should be 1-1, I think, right? He did not call that a strike. Here's the 1-1. It's fouled away upstairs out of play. So we think it's 1-2.
It should be.
All right, let's vote on it.
Okay, it's not it's not 0-3.
Well, you know, we'll let you within 15 minutes. We'll let you know the count.
It should be 0-3, but it's 1-2.
It should be 0-3. Inside corner, he made up for it. Struck him out anyway. Well, don't look now, folks, but that's four consecutive strikeouts for Tate Smith. Four hitters, four Ks. One out here in the fifth. 5-2 advantage for the Reds. Well, the first two innings, there were a million pitches. Now we have baseball. 5-2 here in the fifth inning. Tate comes back. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. A beauty to Ryan Ward. No balls and a strike here. Tate comes back and bounces it up there, so it's a ball and a strike. Good job backhanding that one. Gunnar Duncan, the sophomore behind the dish. Five runs for the Reds in the first inning today. One for the Cougars in the first, one in the second. We're 5-2 right now. Pitch there for a for a ball. So two balls and a strike here. Tate set to go again, working quickly. Comes back and the right-handers pitch outside, 3-1. Cougars just trying to get some base runners here. Deegan Corrigan out on deck. Corrigan has one hit. Flood has one hit. Pitch here, outside corner. Boy, that's a beauty.
Boy,
he dials it up.
He's really getting in the rhythm right now, Clark.
3-2. Got to keep him off the bases here. 3-2 from Tate Smith to Ryan Ward. Breaking ball, got him looking inside corner. Woo!
Yeah, Ryan thought that was down and in, but pretty good pitch.
Mike Magaro also chiming in a little bit down at third base. And the umpire's like, we've had enough of that. Deegan Corrigan's going to step up. So Tate Smith he's knocked down five strikeouts in a row here after walking Caden Bailey to open a fourth inning. Three straight strikeouts, two here in the inning. This one hit deep right field. Ryder True towards the foul line and makes the catch for the out. Good play, Ryder True in deep right field down the line. Cougars are done in the fifth inning in a hurry. We go to the bottom of the fifth and Eaton, 5-2 Reds. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Eaton. Reds up 5-2 over the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Reds and the Cougars have played eight times in school history, and the defending state champs here, the Reds have won six of those eight. Ruby deals, and the first pitch on the way here to Jaden Stone misses away. And it's a ball and no strikes. But last year they split, both teams winning on their home field. Reds won 11-1 here. It was a 6-5 Cougars win in Loveland. Nice breaking ball by Ruby right there. In for a strike, and it's 1-1 here. Stoney walked in the first and scored. Then he flew out to left field in the second inning. Ruby comes back. Fastball missed away. Two balls and a strike here. Don't think Luke liked the way he let go of that one. He slaps at the ball, getting it back, and wants to make amends right here. Two balls and a strike. Ruby comes back in the pitch, missed it up and away, so 3-1 now to Stone. You fool with the top of this Reds order, and you're going to pay for it. There's no doubt. Three balls and a strike. Ruby comes back, 3-1, missed it away, and Stone's aboard for the second time today.
And in a close game, Clark, that's what the last thing you want to do is to put Stoney on base on a free pass.
So Jaden down to first, seven steals for him this year. See if he gets number eight in this inning. Walker Martin will step in now. Maybe this is it. Walker's due to unload 1-2. We'll see what when's that first home run for the Reds coming. All right, lead over at first is Stone. Pitch to the plate, and Walker takes a strike.
Although that was a strike, good pitch to lay off of if you're Walker Martin. He was going to beat that one down into the ground.
Walker from the left side here. Stone gets a lead over at first. Ruby's at the belt. Senior's going to pay a visit over to first, and back on his belly is Jaden Stone.
Pretty good pickoff move for a right-hander, Clark.
Quick. No question about it. No balls and a strike here. Last half of the fifth inning in Eden. The Reds lead the Cougars 5-2. Another throw back to first, and the runner Stone back in. Nice day in Eden today, sunny. Not bad wind today. We expected a lot worse. Reds have, I think, Jared McCormick, the lefty, thrown down in the bullpen right now. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one fouled away, left side out of play. So no balls, two strikes here.
Come on, Walker. Stay well up there.
Told you the Reds have won two in a row since the loss to Riverdale Ridge, an 8-6 loss. But, boy, they emphatically came back and beat La Junta 16-1 and Delta 18-4. Telling you the story, don't beat the Reds and then have to play them next. This one's hit to left center field. This could be a gapper. Coming in a hurry, going to drop in there. In to pick it up is Caden Bailey. On his way to third is Stoney. To second is Walker Martin, and the Reds are in business.
Bad decision by Resurrection Outfield. Not throwing to second base to keep that runner from advancing. They throw to third. And now they have runners on second and third instead of first and third.
Yeah, it's a good point, Bruce. I mean, Caden Bailey came up with no chance of getting the runner going to third. You got to throw to second to keep the runner at first. They don't do it, and now the Reds with two runners in scoring position. Nobody out here in a three-run game, and Ryder True coming to the plate. Ryder has 14 ribbies on the season. That ties him for second on the club. First pitch misses. It's a ball and no strikes.
Boy, this early in the season, 14 RBIs, and you're tied
second. For second, that's right. Tate Smith with 17 RBIs. They make it 18 because Tate's got one today. All right, ball and a strike here to Ryder. Stone and Martin get their leads at third and second. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swinging a ground ball to short. Carter Evans going to pick it up, holds the runner, throws to first down low in the dirt. But Deacon Corrigan turning out to be a very good defensive first baseman.
Boy, he made a great scoop on that.
It sure did.
Carter made a really good play, too, looking the runner back. But his throw was a little low. But Deacon Corrigan kind of bailed him out on the throw.
Well, Mike Magaro's strategy pays off there. Had the infield in, they still have it in. Just don't figure they can give up anything else. Pitch here, ground ball, hole, left field, base hit. Through the drawn-in infield, in comes Stone to score. To the plate on an error in left field, easily scoring here is Walker Martin. And into second base goes Tate Smith, a single and an error on the left fielder.
And that's where that infield in hurt him, Clark.
Yep.
That might have
yep.
been a ground ball that we'd been able to field, but being up on the grass on the infield, had no chance.
Tate Smith's going to get one RBI. The second run scores because of the error, but give Tate his 19th RBI of the year right there. And the Reds, boy, those two runs are big, too. A 5-2 game, now suddenly 7-2. It's going to be tough for the Cougars the rest of the way. They've only got six outs to play with. Here's Dirk Duncan. Pitch to Duncan, ground ball to first. Played by Corrigan, he'll go to the bag for the second out and the runners to third.
But Corrigan's a good-looking player over at first
sure
base.
Sure is. Sure is.
Two outs in the inning. That'll bring up left fielder number 33, Jared McCormick.
So Dirk slaps one to the right side and moves the runner to third. Two outs here, and Jared McCormick will come to the plate. Saw McCormick throwing in the bullpen. Wonder if we'll see him. Last couple of innings here. Pitch on the way, ground ball. It's to first again. Corrigan's going to grab it, go to Luke Ruby, and he makes the play at first.
Excellent job, Luke Ruby, off the mound. Anything hit to the right side, pitcher has to get over and cover the bag.
Two runs, two hits for the Reds in the fifth. They open a 7-2 advantage. We'll go to the sixth when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free.
To find out more, please stop by the Aloe store or go to alofiber.com/Greeley.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Alan, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, let's head to the sixth inning. Reds with a 7-2 advantage now. And for the Cougars, who are down to their final six outs, they'll have Brady Flood, Luke Ruby, and Caden Bailey coming up to the plate here. Tate Smith, sixth inning of work for the junior, deals, and it's hit over first and into right field for a base hit. Ryder True will head this one back into the infield, so a little seeing eye hit down the right field line here for Brady Flood. It's his second hit of the ball game. He's got two of the three Cougar hits in the game.
Nice job of going with the pitch, getting it up above the first baseman out into shallow right field.
And exactly what the doctor ordered here for Mike Magaro's club. They need base runners down by five. Here's Luke Ruby. Smith comes to the plate. Breaking ball, hammered foul. Just outside of the reach of Dirk Duncan at third there between Magaro and Duncan. That was a ripper.
What those two runs in the bottom of the fifth do for the Reds, though, that disallows Resurrection to play for the 1-2 runs here.
Sure.
They have to have
changes
a big inning.
Changes it. Nope.
Yeah, the whole philosophy changes.
Completely agree. You need to get a crooked number here if you're a Cougar fan. Going to throw over to first, and digging it out of the dirt over there is Mitch Haythorne. Seven runs, five hits, an error for the Reds. Two runs, three hits, three errors for the Cougars. There goes the runner. Pitch is fouled away at the plate. A little hit and run from Magaro there. And it is now no balls and two strikes here to Luke Ruby. Those scoring totals brought to you by our scoring summary sponsor. That's CNH Solutions. CNH Aggregate, CNH Excavation, all brought to you by our good friends at CNH Solutions. No balls, two strikes here. Brady Flood a lead over at first. Tate Smith going to pay another visit over there.
Almost caught him leaning. Good throw, and that would have been close.
Mitch Haythorne had to come off the bag that time, too, to keep the throw from going down the right field line.
And the last thing Brady Flood wants to do is get picked off base with your team down five
runs. Well, that's true. I was just going to say, you're really down. Six outs left, you're not going to get thrown out there. You're probably not going to steal, but Tate's looking at him and paying a lot of attention to him. No balls, two strikes. Tate comes back and the pitch to the plate. Luke Ruby check swings. Here's a throw down again to first. Did they get him? Oh, it's close. Oh, it's close. Looking out at the players there and all of them. Walker Martin jumped about 3 feet in the air right there, thinking they had him at first base.
Boy, from our angle, he had him.
Little catch by Mitch at first and then a backhanded swing, and it looked like he tapped him in the leg going in. But
We've had a little difficulty with that first base today, Clark, popping out.
Yeah, look at that. Just put a big rock out there like we used to do, and we should be good to go. Get that thing over there. All right, no balls, two strikes here. 7-2, Reds lead sixth inning. Cougars need to get something here so it gives them some hope in the seventh. Although, boy, we can go back. Remember, when was that? 2018 or so, back at Butch Butler. I think it was University and Rez that were playing, and Rez was down to their last out and scored like five times in a big game to get to the next day. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swing and a pop-up. Going out is Benny Richter, shallow in center field. Coming in now, and what is it, Richter who makes the grab? No.
Jaden Stone
comes out and makes the play. Richter going out, Stoney coming in, and the center fielder took it away from him.
And it is Stoney's ball. You know, if he can get to that.
Hard thing there is communicating, too. Benny's going out. That's a hard thing for a second baseman going out. Much easier for Stone coming in from center. So the Reds escape there. Runner still at first and one out.
We talked about it on the show today. How much ground can Jaden Stone cover?
Yep. Pitch in for a strike right there. No balls and one strike. Yeah, you can kind of do what the Reds are doing. Look at Ryder True. He's way around to the line and right. You could probably have Jared McCormick go towards the line and left, and Stoney's going to play the rest of it himself. Here's the throw over to first. Again, the runner's back in there. Dangerous over at first base there for Brady Flood.
Little update in scores, Clark. After five innings, the Impalas lead the Fort Collins Lampkins 7-2.
Still leading by that same score. How about that? Swing and a miss. Here's the throw down to second base. They're not going to get him up underneath the tag. Walker thought he had him, but no way. He was under that tag. Only way to get him there is if he comes off the back of the bag. So stolen base for Flood. Caden Bailey trying to get him home here. Anything helps in this inning, as Bruce was saying. Reds picked up a big two in the bottom of the fifth inning, and now the Cougars find themselves down half a 10. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Ooh, beauty.
Boy, that was a good pitch. No doubter. And Caden Bailey just fooled a little bit. I think he thought that was a fastball coming on the inside and broke right across the plate for strike three.
It's the ninth strikeout for Tate Smith in the ballgame here. Now Magaro's going to go to a hitter, I think.
Looks like Christian Seamer, another sophomore.
All right, Seamer, yeah, says he's an outfielder, of course, so we'll see.
Now hitting for the Cougars, number 22, Christian Seamer.
So Seamer to the plate for the Cougars here in the sixth inning. Hitting for Bennett Ruby. Can they put Bennett back in the ballgame, though, after that? He can re-enter one time?
Yep. Re-enter one time in high school baseball.
All right, set to go again. Here is Tate Smith to the plate. Waved at and missed by Seamers, and it's no balls in the strike here. Two outs in the sixth inning. Reds holding a 7-2 advantage over the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Tate at the belt again, comes back to the plate, and the fastball right there for strike two. So Tate's a strike away from heading to the dugout right here. Reds would love to go to the bottom of the sixth with a five-run advantage. Smith at the belt, and the two-strike pitch struck him out.
Well, that didn't take long.
Did not take long. No runs a hit, one left for the Cougars. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reds out a five-run advantage, 7-2 here in Eaton. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Interior Specialties of Greeley would like to wish the best of luck to the Dayspring Christian Athletic Department and the 2022 Eagles baseball team as they continue to showcase their talented student athletes. Interior Specialties has been serving Northern Colorado for over 40 years with the best in automobile upholstery and interior detailing. Don't let your car's interior get ragged, just take it to Interior Specialties in Greeley. For more info, call 970-330-3551. That's Interior Specialties, a proud sponsor of Dayspring Christian Athletics.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reds with a 7-2 lead. I see Luke Ruby's still out there, so much for him pitching Saturday.
Well, and you know what's ironic about this, it's been a 2-2 game.
Well,
since Ruby really
That's right.
came in.
That's right. That's right. Interesting they put him in, though. You put your ace in down five.
Yes.
Some people
Knowing
could say maybe you kind of wasted
him. Playing Saturday.
Well, we'll see. All right, we head to the bottom of the sixth. There's 7 runs, 5 hits, an error for the Reds. 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors for the Cougars in the game. For the Reds, in the last of the sixth, it's insurance time. That means Mitch Haythorn, Gunnar Duncan, and then back to the top of the order with Benny Richter. Well, let's see what we got here. Reds going to try to add something to the 5-run lead. For the Cougars in the seventh inning, they will have Easton Vecchio at the bottom of the order, then jump right back to the top. Pitch here missed. It's a ball and no strikes. Don't forget, when we're done, it's the All-Feed Mill post-game show. We'll have our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and our Journey Homes play of the game. All that's coming up when we're finished here in Eaton. Pitch on the way. Did he get the outside corner? Yes. So one ball and one strike. Ruby set to go again. The right-handed senior kicks and deals. Waved at a missed. He tied him up inside that time. This is not Mitch. This is Vigari, I think.
Yes, this is Hayden Vigari, Clark.
So one ball and one strike to Hayden. Ruby out of the windup delivers, and Vigari swings and misses.
Little foul tip there.
Did he get a tip on it? He did. He stayed alive. Ball and two strikes here. Kind of a walk down towards third base. I thought he was going to go have a powwow with Todd Hernandez, but no such deal. Kind of bittersweet having Todd Hernandez jump out of basketball now. Longtime girls varsity coach here. Just going to concentrate on baseball the rest of the way.
Yeah, baseball takes up a lot of time. And he's done a great job handling both positions.
Pitch waved at and missed, so he does get Vigaria there, one away.
I'm sure Coach Hernandez is ready for a little reprieve.
No doubt.
You know, going back-to-back seasons.
All right, for the Reds here, Bryce Smith, the senior, is going to jump into the box now.
Yeah, a couple seniors getting some at-bats here. Vigari went down swinging. Let's see what Bryce Smith can do.
Ruby set the deal, and the pitch on the way is hammered foul over by the Reds bullpen. Whoever's pitching down there just made a terrific backhanded play against the fence. But that one won't go in the scorebook. A foul ball, it's 0-1. Smith set to go again. Ruby deals. Foul right side, should drop out of touch, and it does. It's out of play, in fact, back under the track.
Well, down the left side, now down the right side. Let's see if we get a fly ball to center field.
Put it right in the middle here. No balls, two strikes. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. Eaton 7, Resurrection Christian 2. Teams will play 11 o'clock in Loveland on Saturday. All right, set to go as Ruby again comes back. Breaking ball, struck him out looking.
Really nice two-strike curveball that time by Luke Ruby to set Smith down.
So in, what has he gone here? We've gone 5-2, so 4 2/3 innings for Ruby. Struck out 3 now, but he's got 2 of them here in the inning. Benny Richter slaps at one and fouls it off. Oh, no balls and a strike here. Benny's shaking his head right there. He got fooled last time.
Yeah, he got a two-strike curveball that left foot was almost to the dugout.
It was in the well, wasn't it? Here's the pitch to the plate. 0-1, and he swings and misses at it. He was trying to hit that first Reds home run of the year right there. 0-2. Luke Ruby would love to get the dugout, give his team a chance down 5 here in the seventh inning. Benny Richter, tired of waiting, asked for time here. All right, Richter backs in. Reds trying to go to 9-1. They've got a 5-run advantage here. Ruby deals, pitch fouled away right side. Richter stays alive.
What are the odds of a two-strike curveball right here, Clark?
I think they're pretty good. I think he's going to go high cheese right here. I think it's a fastball that he sees if Benny can catch up with it. 0-2, breaking ball, you're right. Just hit out to second base, and right there is Carter Siebers, and we're done in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Reds go in order. We go to the seventh. Do the Cougars have some magic in them on the road? We'll find out. 7-2, Reds in front. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we head to the top of the seventh inning, 7-2, Reds in front of the Cougars here, and it will be Easton Vecchio to lead things off. Then we're back to the top of the order with Carter Evans and Carter Sievers. And Tate Smith is trying to go the distance today,
sure,
Coach.
Sure is. Boy, that's refreshing to see as well. They leave it to the high schools to allow a pitcher to throw a complete game.
10 strikeouts for Tate in the ballgame. Delivers a breaking ball 0-2 upstairs. Tried to get to break one off there. It's a ball and two strikes here to Vecchio. Easton hit by a pitch, scored in the first inning, then struck out in the fourth. Tate comes back in the 1-2, waved at and missed, and he struck him out.
Vecchio down on strikes for the first out.
So one gone. We move two outs away from our Alt Feed Mill postgame show here. We'll get the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. We'll get our Journey Homes play of the game. All that's coming up next.
Well, you take away the base on balls, Clark, and Tate Smith has had a terrific performance.
Boy, no doubt about it. And look what he's done really since that walk in the third inning. He's given up one more walk and one more hit. That's it. And struck out a bunch. Ball and no strikes here to Carter Evans. Evans, terrific hitter for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, of course. Had him on Clark and the coach today. Well-spoken young man. Pitch waved at and missed there. It's a ball and a strike. He has not had a hit today, so any game that Carter Evans doesn't have a safety, he's due. One ball, one strike. Smith comes back, and the 1-1 pitch breaking ball stayed up. Just took a little off of it. Two balls and a strike here. Smith comes back working quickly, and that's a fastball in and over for a strike. Two and two.
Clark, you just said it. I love how quick he's working. He gets the ball, and he's ready to go on the next pitch.
That's an announcer's dream. Fastest guy I've ever seen in my life between pitches. Let's see if you can guess. 2-2. He was a left-hander. Pitch there, check swing, got away from Gunnar Duncan. He'll throw to first and can't get him. Doesn't have time and then throws it off speed. So it's going to be a strikeout and then the runner to first. All right, left-hander used to work as quick as anybody. He'd get it and throw it. Left-hander for the Phillies.
Steve Carlton.
Jim Cott.
Okay.
It looked like he was playing catch with the catcher.
Jim Cott, yeah.
Just get it and throw it. It was amazing.
Didn't he play for the Twins, too?
He might have. I just remember him as a Philly. But all right, here's the pitch on the way and a swing and a miss. Carter Sievers grounded out, struck out, and walked. Got Ryan Ward on deck here. The Cougars are down five, though. Can they get some base runners and make this interesting against Tate Smith, who's been in control? Tate comes back, fastball fouled away, right side Sievers behind it. It's kind of funny here with the track and field going. If we're at Tom Roach Field, it's about hitting a car. Here it's about hitting a trackster. They got to wear helmets out there. All right, 0-2, one out here in the seventh. Cougars down to their final four strikes, basically.
Well, the cars take a lot more to repair.
Now, that's a magic parking lot at University, though. We've seen a million balls hit in that thing, and I think I've seen a car hit once. It's unbelievable. There goes the runner. Pitch outside. Just could they can completely disregard the runner out there.
Insignificant.
They need four more of those just to make it interesting. All right, looks like a ball and two strikes here. Sievers waits. The pitch waved at and missed, and down goes Carter.
Well, and Tate Smith now has a chance for four strikeouts in
one
inning.
Yep. He struck out the side already, Bruce. We should be going home. One more, and here comes Todd Hernandez. This is interesting now. Are we at a pitch count? Yeah, because here comes Todd. So everybody in the press box shaking their head, yep, that's a bummer. You get one out away from the complete
bummer.
Game, and you got to go to the dugout. Who are we going to get? I think Jared McCormick was the one I saw throwing earlier. No, it's not going to be.
No, I think it's going to be Garrett Garrison.
It is. All right. The big kid. All right. We'll get a pitching change. Garrett Garrison's going to take the hill. We got one out left. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come back here in a moment. Reds trying to close the deal 7-2 against the Cougars. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton, Colorado, as we get to the All-Feed Mill postgame show. The number one ranked team in the state, the defending state champion, Eaton Reds, with a 7-2 win over the number 8 Resurrection Christian Cougars today. It's the 7th win for the Reds in 9 meetings against the Cougars, and the Reds win again here at home. They split last year with the Cougs, both home teams winning, but the Reds take care of it today. Tate Smith was terrific today. We get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. That's what they do. Alt Feed Mill. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Give them a call, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. So the Reds win it. Reds move to 9-1 on the year, 6-0 in the Patriot League now. And the defending champions beat Resurrection Christian Cougars. Mike McGarrow's club falls to 4-4, so an even 500 for the Cougars. They fall a game behind 500, below 500 here in the Patriot League at 3-4. Final totals on the ballgame for the Reds to win at 7 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. For the Cougars, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. Let's get to the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. And our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game going to be our player of the week because we don't have a Saturday game. Monday you'll be able to see him on our website at 1310kfk.com. It is the junior Tate Smith. Tate Smith with the win here today goes to 4-0 on the year. Tater Todd also drove in 2 more runs today. He's got 19 to lead the club this year. He's our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. It is Tate Smith. Get to our Journey Homes play of the game. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Still got a couple homes left in the Promontory subdivision out in West Greeley, so check them out at journeyhomes.com. Journey Homes play of the game. Going to give that to Jaden Stone coming from center field. Benny Richter going out on a fly ball today. Stone coming in, and a little bit of magic for Jaden Stone out there as he comes away with a great catch in center field. That's our Journey Homes play of the game. So that's going to do it for us out here in Eaton. And the Alt Feed Mill postgame show comes to a close. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th back in the studio, for making this thing happen. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Clark and the Coach at 11 o'clock. Until then, wish you all a very safe evening. Drive home safe. Final score again here today in Eaton. The Reds 7 and the Resurrection Christian Cougars 2. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.